There doesn't seem to be an easy answer to this crisis, does there?
No, I mean, nothing is easy, but, you know, we've got to try and do something. I mean, we said at the initial start of action back in the autumn that the aim was to try and slow it down. I do believe that there would have been greater price cuts if we hadn't taken the action we have. The secret is now we've got to keep at it, keep the pressure on. We've got fantastic media support. You know, the message is getting out there to people that would never have even contemplated discussing milk. So I think it's up to dairy farmers to, as with the show of hands tonight, to show they are prepared to keep fighting to save their industry.
There's a suggestion that you will protest if there are further price cuts.
Yes, certainly we are getting inundated now with calls from as far afield as Scotland that if Arla make another price cut, they certainly should have the attention of the FFA. And I think if that announcement does come, the chairman was told at CMEX loud and clear on Monday night that you cut the price again and within a fortnight we will shut you down. Because, you know, I still maintain that the market is in our supply chain, and if they worked a bit harder and we all worked together, we could extract it.
Some people are saying this is a global problem, that there's a big oversupply and it's just simply a matter of supply outstripping demand. Would you agree with
well,
that?
Well, no, I don't. I haven't. I've been from day one saying that 85% utilised within the British Isles, 40% importation. How can anybody say that the milk price should be being affected by the global market? 15% of what we produce goes abroad. So if you take a 15% cut, we're probably looking at 4p over the last 6 months instead of 10 and 12. So I think it tells its own story.